You may have heard that there's a special concert on this Sunday from 5 till 7 at the University of Newcastle's Great Hall called A Celebration in Sound, bringing together more than 90 alumni as well as current students and the wider community to honour 60 years of musical talent that has flourished through the Newcastle Conservatorium. And one of those talented people is Marissa Soroka. Hello.
Hello.
Great
to
have
you. Thanks for having me.
No problems. Can you tell us about your connection with the Conservatorium?
Yeah, it's quite a long one. I think I was performing there through school with like choirs that I was in, like the Hunter Singers, for example. But I finally had private lessons there in year 12, when I was in year 12, like preparing for the HSC. And that was with Francine Bell, who's like another, you know, incredible performer from who lives in this area. And so, yeah, she was... And being at the Con was such a big deal for me as a young singer. I then did a Bachelor of Communication. So I did my undergrad there. And then, you know, fast forward a good 20 years later, I'm now a staff member teaching at the Con myself, as well as a postgrad student. So
you sort of come full
there's
circle.
There's a lot going on. I know, right? Yeah, you can't leave the place.
That's right. Well, it's a great place and, you know, you've learnt so much. What will you be doing as part of Celebration in Sound?
I've been given an amazing song to sing, which is very special for me and does take me back to, you know, my first years there at the Con with Francine. And that's singing Ruby Tuesday, which I first sung in Starstruck, 2000. And yes, I was asked to perform this song, although I did have to, you know, often in Starstruck we do condensed versions, so I did have to learn an extra verse for it. But really, everything else is kind of like stuck in there because it was so such an incredible opportunity for me then. And so I'm looking forward to it just as much now. And I think the orchestra is even a little bit bigger, maybe.
Oh, how big would you say?
I think it's a 60 piece, which, you know, works with the theme, right? Yeah, so it's also nice to see a lot of friends and colleagues in the orchestra, and, you know, who'll be backstage with me also performing. So it's really special. It's such a special place, the Conservatorium. And yeah, I feel like there's so many students who are now staff members there because we kind of value what it gave us and what we can give back to it and to the community now as teachers ourselves.
Well, it seems like music has always been a part of your life because not only have you got a connection to performing, you've also got a connection to radio, specifically to NURFM.
I do. Hi, everyone. yes, I was a producer for Felicity Biggins while I was at uni. So that was for about a year and a half in the early 2000s. So Felicity is also now a dear friend of mine. And so, yeah, I loved being in there and learning lots from her and from everyone else who was working there at the time. So, yeah, the uni as a whole, I really, until, you know, I kind of thought about it, I didn't really realize how much my life gravitated and kept coming back no matter wherever else I, you know, I've been and lived and performed and all of that.
Well, it's great to know you're still involved with the University of Newcastle and that you're doing something you love based on your studies. And the good thing about Celebration in Sound is that ticket proceeds support shaping future scholarships for students in need so that they can continue their education.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so important. I mean, the postgrad, I'm doing a graduate certificate in professional equity and inclusion. And so... I think this is an area too, right, where historically, like, quite working class. I know my mum was the first in her family to go to university at the University of Newcastle, and I watched her go from Open Foundation as a mature age student all the way through to attaining a PhD. So, and, you know, using scholarships along the way in order to, you know, support herself and support us and the rest of the family through her studies. So it's such an important, once again, like, way of giving back. And music, certainly, I think everyone knows how much artists are, how giving and generous artists are and how much we turn to artists. when things aren't great, whether that's a live experience, or whether that's listening to sad songs after a breakup kind of thing. So, you know, it's a really important thing to allow, you know, young people to delve further into that career if that's, you know, what they're into and what they're good at. And I guess I was also supported so much through my teachers, through school and through university, so that I felt comfortable and empowered to follow a career that's, you know,
that you love,
not necessarily considered stable.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Well, for anyone thinking about studying music at Newcastle Conservatorium, how would attending Celebration in Sound on Sunday benefit them?
Oh, I think it'd just be so inspiring. I think it's really important at the conservatorium, particularly when you're looking at the private teachers. I would say that all of us are gigging musos as well across a variety of genres and styles, whether that be recording, session musicians, all of that kind of thing. So you're not just getting, you know, the theory and the nerd stuff that I also love, mm-hmm. but you're actually learning from people who are doing the things, you know, that you probably want to be doing yourself. And so it's really satisfying for me to also have singing students who are doing auditions and things like that, and for me to tell them the audition that I just did on the weekend that I maybe bombed at and what I would do differently. And, you know, so I think it's really helpful to see your teacher and your role models like also working through those kinds of things that you yourself find difficult.
Well, thank you so much, Marissa Soroka. It's been great chatting with you, and break a leg on Sunday. Not literally, though.
Oh, my gosh. No heels for me. No heels for me.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you chatting with us.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks. Bye. If you'd like to attend 60, a celebration in sound at the University of Newcastle this weekend, you can find all the details on our community events calendar at 2NURFM.com.au.